The Freedom House report examined disparities in internet freedom in 15 countries based on factors such as barriers to access, content, and violations to users' rights. Assistant editor of the report, Sarah Cook, says that as the number of people accessing technology has been increasing, in some cases exponentially, the protection and safety of users has been declining.
You have more and more countries censoring political content, arresting bloggers, sentencing bloggers to prison, or taking other kinds of steps like that that restrict the way in which people are able to use this technology, particularly for communication about political or social issues.
The majority of the countries examined received a partly free ranking, including Egypt, Georgia, India, Kenya, Malaysia, Russia, and Turkey. Cuba ranked the lowest overall due to the Castro government's dominant control over access to the internet. Three other countries ranked not free include China, Iran, and Tunisia. Cook says these countries use sophisticated technology to clamp down on material authorities find offensive.
China, Tunisia, and Iran, one of the ways they do it is they centralize the backbone of the internet system. And that centralization is what enables them to filter so pervasively and to monitor a lot.
Freedom House did find one bright spot to its report, which is that civic activism is increasing in many of these countries that impose internet restrictions. Cook says users are inventing code words for sensitive topics and organizing themselves through social networking sites.
There is definitely a sense that as people are trying to use this more and more to mobilize, especially in ways that the government may not be too happy about, that you have various different kinds of mechanisms and techniques that these governments are using to try to put a stop to that.
Goh Thai is a Burmese political blogger based in London. Although Burma is not one of the countries examined in the report, its military government frequently censors politically sensitive websites and monitors its citizens. Thai says he gets about 2,000 hits a day from people around the world, even some from inside Burma, where his site is blocked. He says Burmese users risk going to his blog because they want information from outside the government-controlled media.
If someone from inside Burma, if they want to know about the news and about the opposition group or whatever it is happening about the political news, if they want to know that, they have to get it to the blog and they have to read it in the blog, because inside Burma there is no freedom of expression, there is no freedom of press at all.
Sarah Cook says she would like to see democratic countries make a more concerted and strategic effort to help and support these ordinary online citizens. Julia Ritchie, VOA News, Washington.